The application period has only been open for 15 days, but the Haines Police Department already has 4 applicants for the police officer position. Chief Heath Scott says that's rare.
If you look throughout the state, that's just not happening in other places.
All 4 applicants are Alaska residents, and 3 are local to Haines.
And all have past law enforcement experience, so we're pretty happy with that. And I'm really pleased with the folks that have applied. I can't tell you how happy I am.
Haynesboro Police Department will screen all the candidates with an extensive background check before moving to oral interviews. Chief Scott says he anticipates completing those interviews by early June. They're working quickly to have a new officer in place by July.
When we lose a staff member, there is even a greater hardship. With 4 people, we really don't allow for anybody taking off any leave or going out to training. And with 4 people, we're still missing 8 hours of the day. We're still unable to serve the community during that time.
Chief Scott says the department uses data to determine low crime hours, so they know when it is safest to have officers off duty. He says even during these off-duty times, there's an on-call officer. After a new officer is chosen, the 3 remaining candidates will form an applicant pool that the department can draw from in the future. Chief Scott says he anticipates that more officers will leave in the next fiscal year, including Officer Chris Brown, who may return to Idaho to be closer to family. But the question for now is who will be the 5th officer on the Haines Police Department.
So I can't tell you I want somebody that looks like a linebacker, that's got a high and tight, that looks cool in sunglasses, and has a great mustache. That's not what concerns me. I want somebody that speaks their mind, that is polite and professional and patient, and wants to serve people.
The department will release the names of the candidates after they complete a background check. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.